Often, we can hear from Guru or from Sadhu that we have to take shelter of Krishna or Srimati Radharani completely, like completely take shelter of Krishna and Radharani. So this process is going on in the heart. So how can we understand this? This is real surrender, or this is only intellectual surrender?
He's asking a question about the continual increase in the degree, amount, and intensity of a devotee's surrender to Radha and Krishna. So the question is, how do you know if this surrendering is just you're intellectually thinking that I'm surrendering, or I'm actually surrendering? It's a very good question. The way I can see the answer is that you can understand that you're surrendering more because you're more the more you're remembering Radha and Krishna, the more you're surrendering. Because at every moment of time, at every moment of conscious time when we're awake and ideally when we're asleep, although that's very difficult to control the thoughts when one's sleeping, practically impossible, but at least when we're conscious and awake, the more moments and the more minutes that we're remembering Radha and Krishna and actually serving them with our mind and senses, then that degree, that's the measurement or the indication of what degree we're surrendered to Radha and Krishna. It doesn't have much to do with the intellect. It's just obvious. There's two choices. You're either planning or thinking about something besides Krishna or Radharani or Radha and Krishna. So every moment someone is hearing Harikatha about Radha and Krishna, and then if not hearing, then chanting or cooking for them or worshipping their murti form, and just moment to moment, that means they're surrendered, they're fully surrendered. Not surrendered, it's not hard to tell. This is intellectual surrender means you're just sitting in a chair thinking, I'm surrendered. But actual surrender is a principle which one lives. He's just moving, even if he's moving here and there, he's always remembering Radha and Krishna. And he's seeing them everywhere, and he tries to see them. The more we try to see them, the more surrendered we are. The more we try to remember them, the more surrendered we are. Some people, they go for a walk around Govardhan with beads in their hand and they're chanting Hare Krishna, but they're never thinking of Radha and Krishna. They're actually just chanting and looking at the peacocks and pigs and this and that. And the chanting is almost mindless. So they're more enjoying the walk and enjoying the scenery and the colors and the people and the whole ambience of the Govardhan Prikamarg, and not actually absorbing themselves and remembering this leela took place at that place, and this another leela took place over here, and Radha and Krishna meet over here, and where are those caves in Govardhan where Radha and Krishna meet when they're looking? And they're thinking just, so that's one person is, both people are side by side on Prikama. One is surrendered, quite surrendered to Radha and Krishna because he's always remembering them and trying to feel their presence and remember their leelas and see all the places around Govardhan in connection with their leelas. Oh, this is Don Bihari Temple, this is Don Leela. And then they're thinking about Radha and Krishna and the exchanges they have and the humorous conversations and the pulling and the pushing and the taxing and all the funny jokes. And the whole Don Leela comes inside. So because they're surrendered. So when you're surrendered to Radha and Krishna are more visible in your mind and more present in your heart. It has not much to do with the intellect. It's a direct experience. You're experiencing them in your memory and your mind and in your heart. Our intellect is our discriminative power, and we use our intellect to tell our minds and hearts that our intellect is supposed to guide us and tell us the right thing to do, to always remember Krishna, never forget him, and think about him. So one is fully surrendered to Krishna when he's always remembering Krishna and Radharani, their forms and qualities and pastimes. How do we know if our surrender is intellectual or genuine, that you can see yourself. How much am I remembering Radha and Krishna, and how much am I forgetting them? So, a partially surrendered devotee, he's a little busy with the distractions of the body and the external energy. So he's not that so-called surrendered. He's surrendered to Guru, Guru Parashraya. He's taking shelter of Guru, taking Diksha. So there's some degree of surrender and some degree of dedication and service, but it's very small. So as we go further and further, the more the indication, the more you surrender, is the same. Surrender and remembering Krishna and feeling the presence of Radha and Krishna hand by hand. They go side by side. Krishna says in the Gita, in chapter 4, verse 11, Ye tamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. As you surrender unto me, prapadyante, I surrender unto you. So what does that mean? That means that if you're surrendering to Krishna more and more, that means he's surrendering to you, which means he comes to you. He appears in your heart and mind, and you feel his presence. Let's say Radha and Krishna's presence. So this is it's reciprocal. You surrender, so your surrender will be genuine because Krishna comes to you. He comes to your heart and mind. He's not playing in your intellect. He's not playing in your intellect as some concept or some discriminative function or some choice, and intelligent choice. He's actually with you. You feel his presence in your heart and mind. Yeya tamam prapadyante tam sadeva bhajamyam. So surrender, love, and remembrance are all connected. You can surrender to someone you fully love, and you can remember someone you fully love. So the more you're remembering your beloved, the more you're surrendering. So in our case, we remember Krishna by serving, and we remember Krishna by dedicating our intelligence, our mind, everything to him. It comes under the category of, you know, gradual process. It's a gradual process of surrender. That's why Krishna says, as you surrender to me 1 degree, I surrender to you 1 degree. You surrender to me 5 hours, I surrender to you 5 hours. Oh, I remember Krishna and talk about Krishna for 3 hours a day. And the rest of the day, I don't know what I do. It just goes here and there. Where's my laundry? Where's the food? Do this, do that. That's the niskinchan. Niskinchan, they don't have anything going on in this world. They don't have anything going on in this world. They're just lost in their remembrance of Radha and Krishna, in their internal mood of surrender. They've surrendered to such an extent that Krishna has wrapped himself around their hearts and minds, as they're fully surrendered. So you can say the epitome of surrender is in the Shikshastikam, in the 8th verse. Ashlishiva parvatam panashtama madarshtam mamatam karotava yata tata va viridantu lampato mat prananatasu sivanapara. When someone like that, like Radharani, is speaking this verse, she's so surrendered that, Krishna, all I know is you. You're my heart. You're my prananath. Na eva paraha. Na paraha. I don't know anyone else but you. I don't have anyone else but you. I don't do anything else but serve you and remember you. So this is the example of ultimate surrender. And it's not intellectual at all. It's completely heartfelt. This is the epitome of prema. This is the epitome of the Mahabhava of Radharani. So you can break my heart by not being present before me, or coming in front of me with your arm around another gopi. Say, look, I'm with this gopi. How do you like it? And if you saw your dearest beloved come right in front of you with another girlfriend or boyfriend, you would probably not feel so happy. You'd be like, oh. So what Radharani is saying, it's okay. You can bring other girls in front of me. And you can come with obvious signs of enjoying another girl in front of me, but I won't stop loving you. I won't stop remembering you. You can, or you can be so intimate with me and so loving, you can crush me with your loving embrace. You can be right with me, or you can be a million miles away from me, but I'll never forget you, and I'll never stop loving you. So this is fully surrendered. There's no one more fully surrendered than Radharani. There's no more intellect. Intellect is retired now. Intellect is not playing here anymore. This is just the play of inconceivable, unlimited, ultimate love of Radharani. That's the very definition of Krishna prema that Rupa Goswami gives. Even if there's causes, if there's very strong and good reasons for separation or leaving the beloved, still you don't leave. No matter what my beloved does. This is a basic definition. Then, to give it more elaboration, in the Shikshastakam verses there, if you do this, you break my heart by not being present or even cheating on me and coming in front of me with another girl. I don't care. So that's a lot of causes for breaking up and a lot of causes for stop loving, but Radharani never stops. So our surrender has to come. Radharani is the epitome of the surrendered devotee. No one is more surrendered than Radharani in the whole history of devotion. She says, and when Radharani is commenting on this verse, she speaks this verse in Sanskrit and then she speaks in Bengali commentary, Mahaprabhu speaking. And then she says there that she's just explaining how much she surrenders. She said, if Krishna finds happiness by making me unhappy, then that unhappiness that I'm enduring or experience is the greatest source of my happiness. So Krishna he's happy to leave me crying in the kunja and to run off with another gopi. So if that makes him happy, although it's causing so much unhappiness to me, then, oh, all right, that'll be my happiness. Very extraordinary. No one could imagine this extent of surrender, this extent of love. If Krishna finds happiness in making me unhappy, then that unhappiness that I experience at Krishna's hands will be the source of my greatest happiness. How selfless and how surrendered is Radharani. That is way beyond intellectual consideration. So your question about how do we know if our surrender is intellectual or practical or real, then these are some measurements to think. Intellectual means you think, I think I'm very surrendered. But the proof of your surrender, the degree of your surrender, will be how much Krishna surrendered to you. That's the whole point. I'm surrendered. I'm really surrendered. I feel I'm fully surrendering. And Krishna is saying, really? Krishna is saying, really? How much are you surrendering? I'm telling yeyatam mam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyam. But you're not surrendering hardly one degree. And so I'm surrendering to you one degree. So if you perceive Krishna's presence one degree, then that means I'm one degree surrendered. And there's 360 degrees, or whatever, whatever you want, 1,000 degrees. Full surrender, all sides, 360 degree surrender. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.